Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Yeah, you want something smooth for your ass?
Yeah, you heard right, stud.
You heard right, stud.
I'd like to poll the audience right now.
Yeah, I would.
At least the females. Over the age of 20. One, five, 25.
Here come the qualifiers. That's a good start.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. If I had an age, what would it be?
Well, you do have an age.
Yeah.
No, so you mean like your low number?
Yeah.
It all depends.
I think it'd probably honestly be about 30.
Are you talking about specifically for like a relationship, or are you just talking about doing sex?
I'm talking.
You like doing sex?
Love it.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new Playboy?
Bo Derek.
She's gonna s, or she's gonna kill us.
No, his dad's gonna. His brother's gonna kill us. But he's gonna poop.
Hey, is that your new car? Yeah, don't fool with it.
Don't fool with it. Lincoln kills.
Forrest Whitaker's great. Don't fool with it. Not like you know. Just the baseline you would consider before you entertain anything, just even get involved with or talking to, is probably 30, the high side of the 20s.
If it's like so much in a relationship to me is the conversation part of it, and the like me and a guy, I don't know if you know him or not, his name's Jeremiah Clemson. He goes under the alias of Jeremy Clements. And we were...
Geronimo Clap Cheeks.
We went and saw a movie last night, along with...
Are you serious?
Yeah. I sent you the picture. You were playing dumb.
That picture does not look real.
Are you jealous?
It don't look real at all.
Oh, my God.
It don't.
You think, wow, really?
Because look at you. I'll tell you, the first thing that set it off was the choice of beverage. I'm like, that ain't real. Because I feel like they wouldn't pick that.
I didn't.
But like you look photoshopped together.
My God, it's a real picture, Paige. Like you think that's fake?
Does it look real?
That goofy looking.
How strange!
Look at Matt.
I would have made my teeth wider, and I would have made my eyes not crossed. Because the light was in my eyes.
There's a lot of that beverage, in particular there.
And it was all the his. Every bit of it.
He's not going to remember what he watched.
But we were talking about how something in the movie was, you know.
First off, was it good?
Yes.
Because I'm on the fence.
Yes. Long, but good.
What was the title again? Leonardo.
The next battle after another or something like
Leonardo?
That? Next fight after, yes.
It's the new PTA movie.
Yes.
Which he's great. But I was still like,
also, Benicio is in it as well.
God, he's awesome.
Man, and when you look at Benicio del Toro and you look at a now 50-year-old Leonardo DiCaprio, they look like they could be father and son. But also, there's certain times when you see Leo in this movie and he looks just like Nicholson. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, yeah,
very, like, Benicio looks like an older Leonardo DiCaprio with, like, oddly, some Asian influence or something. Like, I see some samurai in there.
I saw Sean Penn's in it, too.
Yes.
Do they have any cameos from anybody?
Go ahead.
No, none that I can think of.
Not I don't cameos, even know what it's about.
Cameos.
I just know it's a PTA movie, and everybody's been waiting for it to come out.
Parent Teacher Association.
Yeah, the two of them.
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Look rough, don't you think?
Yeah, really good though. Like that's kind of their not really calling card, but like with Benicio looking gruff and a lot of stuff. You know, I haven't watched Phoenician Scheme yet. This is the newest one before this.
Yeah.
It's hard to catch up on movies, man.
But it was like how tough it would be. We were having the conversation how tough it would be to be in a relationship with someone that thought different than you. And you know, like contrast is good. And you know, let's say, I don't want to say the word diversity, but like, you know, but like if it comes down to like principles of life, you know, whether it be your faith or even your politics or whatever, like your principles and your life, and that's different, that's going to be a hard relationship.
Even
a hard relationship.
What about even like the opposites? You know, it's too much sometimes because it's just always going to be an argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to agree on simple things in order to keep the peace in the family.
And then some stuff you just don't even want to talk about. Some people are like that. Like, I just don't even want to talk about it, they'll say. Don't talk about politics. I don't follow them.
But who would you like? That's where you've got to like be like. That's where it was the chair. Like anytime I move, listen.
Wow, you can do it on command. That's
no,
impressive.
I'm not.
You're like a dog.
4.5 stars for the thanks for that text. Okay, so.
Dang it, man!
I already know this is going to be a two breaker.
Yep.
Breaker 1-9. Breaker 1-9. All right, so.
Well, I'll take a glowing review and go watch it.
You both probably thought that I was talking about the other person when I said there's one person in this room, I want to hear their opinion on that, and the other one I really don't care about. And you probably both are still wondering, who is he talking about? Well, let me try to think of a good tease here. One of you could be out of a job. If this catches on.
It's about one of us in the room.
I'm doing the Randy Orton pose right now.
Oof.
One of us in the room. Well, not one of us. One of us. One of us could be out of the room if this, or out of a job if this catches on.
That's pretty scary to think about.
Have they invented a robot that can hit a fart sound effect button? Have they done that yet?
That's pretty easy.
Family, move over. There comes the fart 4000. He can hit those buttons just as fast.
The fart 4000.
He doesn't have to turn around and lay straight up in his chair and then turn around and hit the dump button.
Let me just bump into it.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm doing my Temptations dance. That's what they
would
always do.
Too.
You know, this is for the thruples out there. Do you hate this song?
How could you? How could you hate this?
Not three. Men and women. Only. No, I don't know.
Make a dream come true.
You know, even if you, like if you were a lesbians having a threesome, like there's someone that's left out.
Yeah, how does that
Sadly,
work out?
Yes.
I don't know. So somebody's left
Are
out.
You looking at me?
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm trying, to visualize.
I don't live in Simpsonville.
Save your Al Pacino impressions for later.
Yeah.
Hoorah!
Are you looking at me? Are you looking at me?
Oh, really? Did you just...
I know it's talking.
It's what?
Are you talking to me?
Who was it again?
It was Joe Pesci. Kiss my ass.
The two Utes.
God, that's like one of the most famous movies ever.
Are you familiar with the work of, you know, all actors are men and women now? I just want to point that out. Because they had to change all that, too. Like, you know, it used to be called the Screen Actors Guild, and then there was the something Actors and Actresses of America. But now it's like we're all actors.
Can't be an actress.
There's no tresses anymore.
There's no heroines. Everybody's a hero.
It's another one. There's no heroines.
No.
For years, I thought, you know, it was so drugs.
I'm sure I'm forgetting one somewhere.
Paige, are you a member of SAG?
No. I've been Taft Hartley into a film where it's I'm not paying dues because I don't work enough to pay dues.
That boy's a member of the Film Actors Guild.
Is that it?
Yes, he is.
You're a member of, I know I usually use Friends Against Gun Sales, but I guess that one works there.
There you go.
Well, they're pissed.
She's non-union working.
SAG-AFTRA.
No, I work here. It's a non-union shop.
This is something that Fatboy told me about a couple of weeks ago, and I had never heard or seen anything about it. But Paige, are you familiar with the actor Tilly Norwood? Tilly?
Tilly?
Not
Tilly?
Really, no.
Yeah, me neither.
Tilly Blanchard, I know, but not Tilly Norwood.
Oh, that's Tully. That's Tully.
You're thinking of the guy who landed the plane in the water.
That's Sully.
No, yeah. He landed the plane in the Grand Canyon.
That was, no one did. Landed a plane in the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, Tully did, the old guy.
Sully, that was the Hudson.
Thinking of the monster from Monsters, Inc. He hung out with the booger eye.
You're thinking of the guy who does bagels downtown.
That's what Sully Steamers means? I thought it was like an Urban Dictionary term. It might be. I have to look it up.
Paige.
Love the place.
Yes, I've heard of
it. Tilly, well, after you Googled it, you had never heard of it before. Be honest. You just Googled it.
You're dangerous with the internet.
I know. She won't ever, admit to not knowing something. Why? Nobody's going to think less of you. I had never heard of them before. Join me in the unknown world.
Are you afraid to look stupid? Let me tell you, it's not that bad.
I've done a lot of poor choices in my life. Trust me.
We're not talking boyfriends.
I had a good husband.
Yes, she did. Yes,
I have to say, that one came out. Okay.
So, Screen Actors Guild is, they're pissed off because it has now been revealed that Tilly Norwood is AI.
Uh-huh.
And is not a real actor.
But. If you look at it.
You would never know.
No. This is where they've perfected it, or they're getting close to perfect, because usually... You know, we joke about the fingers. Look at the fingers or the mouth. Usually you can tell by the mouth. Now I can't tell. That's like a really good depiction of some like cutting edge software. But it's a person. It has to be molded after a person.
That's true.
It's got to be somebody that looks like Tilly Norwood. That's actually a real person.
What would people have seen Tilly Norwood in? Just on Instagram?
This happened.
This is like I don't like this world right now. I'm not trying to hold on to the past either. I just don't like it. Makes everything paranoid. Like when I sent Fatboy the picture last night, he thought it was fake. Mm-hmm. And it was honest to God real picture. And God, that's weird paranoia.
Yeah, because I got to go back and look at it now because now I'm looking for edits. I'm looking for cuts. Yeah.
It's like you don't even have to work out. You can just turn your body down and. You know, make yourself look better.
Until you go out in public.
Yeah, and then
or you
like,
go out
damn.
On that first date like dude did with the girl the other day.
Dude, the one getting people locally here is somebody took a Dabo Swinney press conference video and made him say all kind of stuff that he would never say. And then people are like, oh my God, my coach is losing his mind saying all this stuff. And I'm like, it's not real, people. It's not real. And so it can easily fool anybody. But this is like better quality. This is top notch.
Tilly Norwood.
It is.
So SAG is upset because they're losing their base for actors' pay.
Like, this is what they just fought for, right?
Yeah. She's not, like, even a real person.
And the guy that made it said that she was, you know, just a tool, a character, not, like, you know, meant to replace an actor. But there are also agencies lining up trying to sign.
What does that mean? They're trying to sign. They're trying to sign the programmer?
Yeah, like, are you signing that guy? Or are you trying to sign the likeness?
Then you're just going to get a biased opinion of everything if one person is programming all the content.
Ah, you mean like the news? See, it goes into that paranoia level. I do not like it, because the reason is when if something does major go down, yeah, or whatever.
How do you believe it?
How do you believe it? How do you
how
know?
How do you know that we didn't do a certain
We can't
atrocity?
Sit there and say, well, that's not real, when we've seen all this other stuff that we knew probably wasn't, but we didn't say anything. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it.
It's like writing a script, and then if it's not your way and the narrative changes just slightly, it's not authentic, in my opinion.
But I feel like Fatboy's saying it's still a while it's not a real person, it is a thing based on a real person. But that's what all that is all, well, all like, the stuff we fed the internet.
Basically, it's a realistic cartoon character, because we've had characters for many, many years that have dialogue.
You know, it closed down. That was one of the first nightclubs I went to, was characters.
How about when?
Good time.
How about when you got, I don't know if, you know, well, he's not a good example, like a Tarantino or somebody. What if they're like, instead of dealing with a pain in the ass actor, I'll just make like an avatar up or whatever, one of these Tilly Norwoods, and just kind of, you know, program it to say what I want it to say.
Here's the thing. If you audition someone and then you put together this hack likeness of that person, that's illegal, isn't it?
But it's not a person.
This is all a bunch of gray area. And you can teach this thing how to act. You can give it any kind of inflection, emotion, whatever response you want to program to it.
Like the one where they take stand-up comedians and make them into kids. I think that's funny as hell. I even said in the future, if you could go back and watch, let's say you wanted to take, I don't want to say Back to the Future again, I've already referenced it today. Let's say you wanted to have Morgan Freeman as Michael Myers.
Right.
You could program. No, you never get to hear him talk. That sucks. You wanted him to be there.
I know, that's like his.
See,
he could be Freddy Krueger. He's like,
I'm coming for you.
What was his big line?
You better not sleep.
I'm going to finger you. What? Oh, that was Freddy got fingered. Uh-oh. That was not that Freddy.
But
that
I'm thinking
he didn't finger anyone either.
Intellectual.
Didn't speak to the police.
Content where, see, we can't say certain phrases. We can't do certain things. That,
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
You know, like Michael Buffer's thing we couldn't do.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't acknowledge him at all.
But for years, we had to sign off on something that we couldn't say his phrase. We can't do certain things like that.
Well, we also can't say T word for boobs and S word for doo-doo. But, I mean, that's beside the point. Like, this is, like, tell me if I'm wrong. I could see in 20 years AI being, like, an elected official. Like, we will elect an AI. I'm not even kidding you.
That we won't even know that it's
people are already saying the trust level people put in the AI now is like the same blind trust level we'd put with Wikipedia for years, where we're like, okay. Like, remember how Wikipedia just came to be like, there was Google, yeah, but yes. Wikipedia was, oh, Wikipedia says it, so it's real.
It's not incorrect.
But it's all
incorrect.
Edited by us, just, yeah, like the internet's always been.
Never depend on that.
There's evil AI because some of y'all on the internet, you know, you're fussing some stuff.
You know, we don't have to allow this to grow into what it's going to grow into. There could be, you know, there are going to be regulations at some point. There already are on some of these parental filters based on the, you know, the kid that unfortunately took his life.
What
after ChatGPT told him how to.
And what if you're a public official and you're set up for doing something nefarious and you never ever did it? It's AI. And you're thrown in prison for something that never happened.
Well, a politician going to prison, first off, never happens.
We're seeing some of that now with the voice print technology. When you call your bank, they use them a lot. Do you want to submit the voice print?
Oh, yeah.
They'll ask you.
Like, Deep Throat would not have worked now.
She became a Christian before she passed away.
No, I'm not talking about the porn star. I'm talking about the operation with
Everybody thought it was Pat Buchanan for a long time. He's like, no, it wasn't me, I swear. Then we found out it was Mark Felt.
Giant Gordon Liddy. I think that was the G. No, his full name was Warren G. Gordon Liddy.
Do you remember the fussy name, Jeff Gordon Liddy?
Jeff Gordon Liddy. Many people didn't get that because that's two worlds that really never crossed over into each other. <wasn't. laughs> It really didn't. Damn it.
You know who's head of SAG now is Rudy.
Sean Astin.
Yeah. He's all, he's, you know, they're all against it.
He
but.
Beat out, used to be, God, girl from Little House on the Prairie. Can't remember.
Oh,
her
the
name.
Bitch.
Melissa Gilbert?
Yeah.
No,
why do you call her a bitch?
The other one, the real bitch one on there.
Oh, the lady that owned the store?
No, the blonde
Nelly.
Headed friend. Yeah,
oh,
Nelly.
Nelly, what a bitch she was.
She was. Band aid on her nose.
God. She was, no, that was Nelly. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the paranoia that you just started. On.
It's real paranoia. Like,
yeah, thank
it,
you.
They'll end up using it
but
to their advantage.
It already is. I mean, it already is. Like, the that's what bots are. They program the bots to do this. And I don't know. It creates paranoia because you're sitting there. Like, I like to go to a news story and read the comments. I want to see what people are saying about it.
To turn them off.
But it also makes me sit there and say, that ain't real. But then again, that's
but you have to now.
Messing
you
with your own head.
You
though.
Have to question it. You got to admit that picture you took was too good. I'm like, there's no way it's real.
I don't even have the newer iPhone, which I understand. See, that's the other thing.
It's people like $2,000 for the higher end.
They're going to make you feel bad because you don't have the new one. Oh, I changed our chat background. You didn't tell? You didn't notice I changed the chat background? Oh, you don't have a 17. Oh.
So, G.
Yeah,
no,
you're
sorry.
So I don't
do you know it. You can change the icons on the apps to anything you want now? Oh, you didn't know that.
Mm. Oh, it's glass. You can see through it.
Oh.
Not if you're on that 5C. Yeah. Like, Paige got that 5C.
Yeah.
I don't have anything.
No, we're not talking about a true bra size.
Oh, gosh. Yes. If it was a C, I'd be so happy. Please, Lord, let that happen.
Yeah, you could.
You know what? You gotta asterisk that, though, because you don't want, you got to preface that, and you're not asking for any kind of health issues to lose those.
Should you start that bodybuilding?
I am.
It's going to come on.
I'm going to start running. Well, I'm not supposed to run.
No.
No, you look like a battered woman.
Oh, Jesus. Sweet Lord.
Can we go into the plex now?
We can, because I'm working on some serious things.
Oh, the tone changes.
The what?
The tone changes.
Yes.
That's good soap.
I'm going to tell you why you have to leave your shoes at home when you go to work now.
Tone soap.
Was this Japan? Tone soap.
Japan.
Leave your shoes outside. Don't walk with your shoes in my house.
Make sure you wear your panties, though.
God. Oh, man, over here, porch pirates would be stealing your shoes.
They would, definitely.
They would.
Yeah. Give me them shoes. All right, well, whatever she just said, we're going to talk about it more next. Good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige.
Hope that lady's okay. Headlines.
That's the chair.
Brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, let's talk about a new trend at work that I hope never, ever happens here.
Oh. Working past 10 o'clock.
Coming back to work in 5 days.
What?
No.
We got an FOF call about that. It's like, you guys, I want you to feel the pain in the traffic. Why don't you come back to work at about 3 o'clock every day and then stay an extra 3 hours?
You know, no. I was back this way yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour. Golly bum.
It's rough.
I mean, it's jam up.
It is.
You don't realize how many 18-wheelers are on the road until you see a backup, like I saw a couple weeks ago here on 85.
Oh, God, yeah.
So many.
Try to do a lane change going down Woodruff Road, and you have to go to a certain store, you know.
And the truckers will tell you, don't clog up the lanes. You're on your way to work. We're already there. Boom.
Well, this may make you
not
happy.
Your dump truckers.
I doubt it, though.
We side with dump truckers.
Well, Fortune magazine just published this big story, and The Guardian says it's happening in England as well. So maybe it's going to spread over here. I hope not.
Immigration issues.
No. Bad teeth. Figgy pudding.
More and more companies are banning
start
shoes.
Calling cigarettes, something else.
Not washing your hands when you
at
do it.
At work.
Not wearing shoes at work.
Yeah. So you can wear socks, slippers, or go barefoot and leave your shoes at the door.
Well, you go barefoot. You just you're asking for just whatever.
Yeah, but like think about
especially outside.
Yeah, but like how did man do it before shoes? I mean, like would that explain all?
That's
the,
a good question.
They put
too.
Fur on their feet, probably.
Did they like? Did they pelts or like swaddle them somehow?
You wouldn't want to burn your feet in summertime.
They probably. I don't know.
I know you put them up somebody's ass when you get mad, but like what
that's
about
wild hairs,
fur boots?
Yeah, no kidding. Like, freaking, like, the Nords invented Uggs. I mean, they really
did.
Yeah. Vikings or whoever.
Hey, you're not walking around on your feet in snow. You're wearing some kind of fur and wood.
The
wood
gingers.
And fur.
My family walked on their hands.
Hands.
Okay. All right, so this is, you know, we said wear socks, slippers, or go barefoot at work and leave your shoes at the door. So you basically be more comfortable throughout the day, more relaxed.
I'm never bare. I have bedroom shoes for the house.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. I'm never barefoot.
Do you only wear them in the bedroom?
Actually, I wear them around downstairs because that's where the floor is hard.
See, I had a friend of mine, a Puerto Rican guy, and he said, they're not bedroom shoes. They're house shoes. They're house shoes.
Yeah, because you wear them around the house.
As long as they're not the S word.
Slippers.
Oh, stop it.
Slippers.
Your bedroom shoes.
I feel the same way with the word sneakers. I despise that word.
And I know it's a Southern thing, but I am Southern, and I like to stick with bedroom shoes.
I prefer calling them tinny shoes, and I've never played tinny.
Tinny.
I've had the elbow before. It's not very good.
They've got shoes for pickleball specifically.
Dude, that one pickleball girl is like the Kournikova of pickleball.
Have you ever known anybody that was so clean that they make you take your shoes off before you go into their house?
Yes.
I have.
Yes. One of my close friends got that rule. But they, I mean, you look at their house, you're like, yeah,
well,
I'm fine with that.
Mainly it's boots with me because, you know, my husband, I would say, you walked everywhere in those boots and you need to leave.
Did he get
outside.
Ash all over the house because he's a fireman?
Well, he doesn't.
Come
he
back
to
sue it.
Usually the turnout here and those boots were the ones that, you know, would stay in his truck or the fire department. But as far as his shoes, I wasn't so upset about the other stuff. But when he's walking into hospitals and the whole thing bringing bacteria into the house and we have a child that was sick at the time, I would say you need to leave your boots outside and you need to go take a shower.
It makes complete total sense.
Yeah, it really does.
Because the stuff you walk in, you go to a public bathroom. What are you walking in? Sometimes, if I go to a public bathroom, I feel my shoes sticking.
Oh, God.
And you can hear it, too. And it's like, oh.
That's because they mopped it poorly.
Hopefully, it's not this
feces.
I hate that part about getting new shoes. I hate it. But you got to do it.
What do you mean? What do you hate about it?
As soon as you get new shoes, you know you're going to walk on something questionable.
Yeah. I always make sure my shoes are good and tied before I go into a public restroom.
Oh, it won't fall over.
No, my God, there's nothing worse. Like, I would come out of there just carrying my shoes at that point.
I want Velcro shoes. I'll start wearing those.
You're going to do it like you do your remote at home? Just the Velcro to the coffee table. Hey, he never loses it.
I mean, nobody's going to steal the damn thing either because it's a fire stick flicker, and those are expensive.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
$38.
God, they're like $19 during prime week. That's one of the cheapest the things
Flickers.
Ever.
The Flicker itself was like a $10 replacement. Somebody will steal yours.
I've had them eaten by a dog several times, and I had to replace them.
They'll eat this gun. And you know what? I put it in my back.
Oh, you're gonna put it in the crack.
So it's gonna stink too.
It's like from a movie.
So back to the story. The pros for that is it's people are more relaxed, they're more collaborative.
I think we need to go back to your thieving ass dog who chews everything in the house.
And then the cons is it could create awkwardness or cause hygiene issues, like we said.
Yeah, no crap.
Might
That's
feel
awful.
Unprofessional or even uncomfortable for
Or
others.
Dudes who have foot fetishes would just take full advantage of that.
Dude, I need to ask my cousin about this. He's stationed in Japan in the Marines. I need to ask
for
him.
For ours?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to ask him, like, do they make you take your shoes off, like, you know.
Your boots?
At the base before you come in or like. Because he's going to marry a Japanese woman. I wonder if she makes him do that.
Probably.
Like, is he going to start doing that when they move here? I guess.
Well, if that's her culture, yeah.
I wouldn't be opposed to doing it. But then again, you leave them outside, they're going to get rained on, somebody's dog's going to chew them.
Well, yeah, not, I mean.
Somebody's like, going to steal them.
Some hobo's going to smell them and hump them. Or,
There's nothing worse than a.
Is it thunder?
That's her moving her microphone, as always.
Why don't you just leave it alone?
I ain't going to say it. It's fine. You like doing it.
She really does like touching it.
I moved it.
She saw something big and black in front of her. She had to touch it.
Ah.
I get scared by this one. She welcomes
She's cradling it now.
Hey, I think my chair is making a noise.
Oh, my God.
What did you do?
I think you lit it on fire.
All right. Well, Americans get targeted by scammers 25 times a week or more. I mean, scammers are all over the place. So the study found that these Americans are targeted more than anyone else in the world. An average of 25 times per week. That includes 9 calls, 9 emails, and even 7 scammy text messages.
Somebody has to explain to me how the mortgage scam works. Now, somebody can impersonate you to take out loans against
loopholes.
Your house.
Loopholes, they figured out, which has been figured out and it still happens.
I feel like this wouldn't happen locally, right? If you bought local. I feel like this is like a big chain-like problem. I feel like your local mortgage company would probably catch on to it, right?
God, I don't know. Hope so. I mean, you would think.
Because this is a big growing thing. People are finding out they're getting foreclosed on, and people are taking out 2 mortgages on their property.
They're not exactly the smartest. One particular mortgage company was great, the one that I had, and then they sold me off, and they reported me dead. But it was my husband who died.
Oh, okay.
So I had a mortgage that I was paying on, when I still do. But I'm dead. I don't know how they did that. Huh?
You know how we found out Social Security? There were a lot of dead people in there. Do you know if he was official? Because when my dad died, he immediately, his money stopped.
Oh, yeah. Within 3 days of my mom.
I didn't take his money, and somebody else did. And I don't know. That person passed away, too. So.
So I didn't know if that happened to anybody locally, as far as still being listed as alive in the database.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. The thing I was going to tell you earlier about Social Security numbers, and we completely got on another thing, it was talking about how the average Social Security number is used about 5 or 10 times by, I guess it's like some kind of program that just runs numbers until it finally like connects one.
It's like they'll match them up?
Yeah, anyway, the one that was used the most in history was by the secretary of a wallet company. And when they made the wallets for all the magazine pictures and all the catalogs, they put a little card. You remember how it'd always say, John Q. Smith, 123 Main Street, anywhere USA.
Yep.
And then they would also put a Social Security number on there. They put her real one on there. And it went out as the sample card in all the wallets for like several years until people finally realized, hey, that's a real social in there. Whose is it? Well, it turns out it's the wallet secretary's.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's crazy.
Is there something to the social? Does it identify you where you were born?
Yes.
And it was something that, number-wise.
Just watch the one they're doing. Well, they've been doing it for a while in Japan, but that stuff's going to come over here where it's like, you know, we always worried about credit scores, and it's like, it's more than just financial stuff now. Like, it's
No, oh, yeah, they factor in the way that it messes with your score. If you,
your social credit score.
God, your Q score, whatever the hell that
really?
Is.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if you're on, like, government assistance and you get, like, arrested or whatever, like, takes part of it away. And they can, like, a lot of people used to train over there. So if you are, like, wanted or whatever, it will stop your pass from working.
Your regular credit gets dinged if you have too many addresses on it, which is dumb.
Which sucks.
God.
I started using the words.
I've moved more than an old man's nuts, and I'm getting dinged for it each time, I guess.
Why?
I don't know why they do it that way. We have a real flawed system.
I'll say.
Does that mean somebody's doing credit checks on you without, are you?
No, you can check your own stuff, but you see all the addresses on there, and they're like, and they'll tell you, you know, you'll get dinged for this. Your soft inquiries, hard inquiries, you know, low impact account collect. Evidently, the more accounts you have, obviously, the better, because they want to see you juggle that credit.
Yeah. See, that's one thing that I still, you think you'd figure it out after a while. I still don't. Before I bought the farm, I went and paid off several credit cards. And Sean Ezell over at Palmetto State, he said, why did you do that? It's like, I wanted my credit score to look better. He's like, you took it. Go buy something real quick. Buy something. I'm like, I bought a farm. You got to buy something else to make the credit score go back up because you just paid everything off.
But don't utilize more than 30%. Not at once, at least.
Yeah.
Good
okay.
luck with that.
Such a game, man, of gambling and so much to keep up with. A
lot of bull crap. Mm-hmm. A lot of bull crap. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back. 1-800-774-0093. Wait, you know what? I shouldn't be mean. We always take calls. Are you guys taking calls? We always take calls. If we were a TV show, we'd have a little thing playing on the bottom of the screen that had the number going, so you'd always know that.
It looked like a freaking telethon. That's what it would look like.
Yeah, it would.
Somebody standing by or laying by.
It would. Someone is laying by to take your calls. 1-800-774-double. Actually, we've got some new little jingles we'll have to check into that give out the phone numbers. I haven't heard them yet, though. That Doohickey sent us. That's his new name.
Okay.
All right, we'll get into that and your phone calls next. Thank you.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.